Welcome to this podcast about Bute Dale and Princess Royal Island in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Bute Dale is a historical salmon cannery and community located on a small embayment adjacent to Bute Dale Falls along the Inside Passage on the northeast side of Princess Royal Island, about 103 miles southeast of Prince Rupert and 59 miles south of Kitimat, British Columbia. The island is on the southern shore of Fraser Reach, part of Princess Royal Channel, and across from Work Island. Bute Dale Falls is a high-volume waterfall that drains Bute Dale Lake at an elevation of 315 feet and descends to sea level as a series of cascades. A midden site from a pre-contact Haisla village remains at the foot of Bute Dale Falls. The Haisla name for this area is Sidex. The cannery site and surrounding area comprise a Haisla stewardship area at the southern boundary of Haisla traditional territory. Historically, 8 Kitimat Haisla and 2 Kamano Haisla families lived year-round at Bute Dale. Princess Royal Channel was charted during the Vancouver Expedition of 1793 with the ships HMS Discovery and Chatham. In 1911, the embayment was a fishing, mining, and logging camp. A cannery and hydropower generator was established by Western Packers, which was later purchased and operated by the Canadian Fishing Company. In 1917, a post office was established and named after an influential British aristocratic family descended from John Stuart, 3rd Earl of Bute, an 18th century British prime minister originally from the Isle of Bute. Bute Dale developed into an important salmon center after the turn of the century. In 1918, it was the northernmost salmon cannery in British Columbia. The peak summertime population exceeded 400 until the cannery ceased operating in the 1950s. Incidental landings of halibut continued at Bute Dale because it was equipped with holding facilities and was near the major halibut grounds in north-central British Columbia waters. Between 1940 and 1960, halibut landings at Bute Dale amounted to over 100,000 pounds annually. Bute Dale is very isolated, accessible only by boat and float plane, and the abandoned structures are quickly falling to ruin. The site now consists of several deteriorating buildings, wharves, and an operating hydroelectric facility at the base of Bute Dale Falls. Bute Dale is the only privately owned land on Princess Royal Island and is being marketed as a potential site for development. With approximately 30 acres of deeded land, 28 acres of deep tidewater bay, 64 acres of long-term leased land and rights of way, hydroelectric licenses, fresh water, and approved marine operation rights, the site is well situated to provide marine services to the growing number of vessels transiting the Inside Passage. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.